from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Bob will do his later on the show. I'll do mine now. 913-586-7610. Maybe some of you were along for this ride. Some of these moments don't make the list, like we just found out yesterday. I'm going to throw out the first pitch Monday at the Royals game. Can't wait. Going to be fun. Honorable mention, because there's a lot of cool stuff on this list. Number five for me. 9 years ago to this date, 9 years ago, I was hired by 610 Sports Radio. John Hansen called me. I was serving a table at Red Robin. I told the table, I said, I'm sorry, but I got to take this phone call. And on the other line was, at the time, our PD. And he said, Dusty Likens. I said, John. He said, what are you doing? I said, serving burgers and fries. He says, how would you like to also work for 610 Sports Radio? I said, I would love it. And in classic form, he said, well, you don't really sound super enthusiastic. I can call the other guy. I said, no. What are you doing? He goes, just kidding. See you tomorrow. Cool. Top five moment of my life.
That's a typical Hansen move, though. You don't seem really excited about that.
Yeah. And, also, at the time, before that, I had been interning, and my intern supervisor was now my boss, Steven Spector.
Oh, wow.
So, full circle. Number four moment that I will always remember as a part of 610, I was still kind of a young buck here, was there was a day where we were given the full audio of the Tyreek Hill incident, of where they took the audio and said, blank, you should fear me. And somebody, I still don't know, and I don't know if I'm giving up too much information, but somebody had dropped off the actual audio for Carrington. And that was one of those days where I didn't leave the station. I had helped out. I had done some stuff for Midday Show. You all right?
I'm just reading what somebody texted in as their favorite 610 moment.
You're really ruining my moment here, Bob.
I'm sorry. I'm really not saying anything. You're talking. And
ruining my moment. Not cool. And that's my top five. We'll end it there.
No, keep going.
No, I'm done. We'll end it there.
No.
Yep. You got to keep going.
Apparently not. But number four was the actual Tyreek Hill audio, because in that very moment, I knew how powerful that our media was and how powerful the word of the microphone could pass. Because as soon as they played the actual audio with only bleeps out, Carrington played it at 2 o'clock. It went all over the world. Rappaport, I think Schefter starts tweeting it, and it comes from 610 Sports Radio. People are asking us for interviews. That was number four.
That was a big moment, man. Like, I don't think people understand. I hate using the term powerful, you know, because that's such an overstatement. But there's so many people that say, I never listen to the radio, yet everybody knows what's going on. You know, everybody listens and pays attention.
Might be number one, but there's two significant numbers ahead of this. This was my number three all-time moment on 610 Sports Radio.
Joe Burrow was 3-0 versus Mahomes, by the way. That's why the fun whole Burrowhead thing was started up. I don't believe in all that either. But what I'm telling you is, until that happened, Burrow had dominated Mahomes head-to-head. Do we agree?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but in games that meant nothing.
Just say yeah.
You've been talking for about 3 minutes, so I'm going to say something now, Jason. So you keep talking about all of these Chiefs fans that came on your show. I listened to your podcast yesterday. It was about three people, and you always want to go back to the idea that, well, you don't know football because you didn't play.
You didn't want to show. You didn't show up. It's not my fault. I can't force you to come on my show, bro.
Jason, with all due respect, sir, you coached in community college for 5 years. You're not exactly Chuck Knoll, okay? So don't sit here and try and lord over us about how much you know about football.
20 years.
And what do you do now?
Stop.
And what do you do now?
20 years. 20. Dude, did you bring me on your show to talk crap, or did you bring me on your show? You sound like a fanboy.
I've let you talk for 15 minutes.
I got 28 guys in the NFL, homeboy. I got 270 Division One. Yeah. I had 8 win the Super Bowl. What's your criteria? Send me your resume.
I just want to make
you
sure
you talk on the radio. Yeah. You're a fanboy.
Yeah, but did you
You're a fanboy on the radio.
But you said you didn't call Patrick Mahomes a gimmicky quarterback. Let me play this for you real quick.
Patrick
I
Mahomes
said he's in a gimmicky system that makes him a gimmicky quarterback.
No. You told me to listen to you all the way out, so I'm going to let you listen to me all the way. Listen to what you said here.
Patrick Mahomes is a gimmick quarterback.
What do I gimmick. Say to that?
Gimmick. Did you hear that?
Goodbye. He's gone.
That guy's a jackass.
He got hung up on. One of the greatest moments of my life.
That is fantastic. I'm getting angry just listening to that, because the one thing that I hate is you didn't play the game, guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't play the game.
When Nick Schwartz said he was no Chuck Knoll, that took his ego and exploded it.
That was fantastic.
Shout out to Nick.
That was a great line. Bro, you're a community college coach. Yeah. Like, no offense to community college coaches at all, but like, don't come onto a radio show and act like you've, you know, conquered the world, Jason Brown. You didn't, you know, and you never really advanced past community college because you're kind of a douche.
Right. And number two, Bob, you were a part of this. Actually, you're a part of probably three of these. Number two was the Royals winning the World Series. Mm-hmm. That was great. Obviously, in 15, I was hired in August. They win the World Series in November. And then we do the parade.
Yeah, they did win it in November. That's right. Like November 1st. Yeah.
And I remember I got a call the day of the parade, and it was Hanson again. And he said, I need you here, and your one job is to get us an Uber. And I said, okay, that can't be hard. I'm a, you know, Uber connoisseur. Couldn't find one. Couldn't get one.
No.
We had to have, he told me it needed to be picking us up at 9:58 the minute you guys were off the air. We went down the side stairwell, opened the door, we're there. Couldn't find one. Eventually, somebody got one. It's me. It's you. It's John's wife and John in the Uber. And when we get in the Uber, the guy is white-knuckled on the steering wheel, shaking like a bird crapping peach seeds. And we're just like, so how's it going? And he's just like, crazy out there, man. You'll see. And we're driving down. And at the time, we were doing the show from the Cashew.
The Cashew, 20th and Grand. Yeah.
Yeah, which now I believe is Rock Hill Grill, I believe. And we're going down there. And as we're getting closer and closer to our destination, the guy just stops the car. We're 5 miles from our destination. He goes, this is where you guys get out.
We had to get out and cross state lines. That's how far back we were dropped off, right?
And
like, you know where, like on Rainbow Boulevard, I'm just giving people kind of like Rainbow Boulevard and I-35, there's like that subway on the corner. Like, we were dropped off further.
Yeah, and we had to walk to the Cashew. Yeah. And I remember seeing, it was apocalyptic. There were cars on the side of the highway. There were people just absolutely, it was a sea of blue. And then I remember we got to the Cashew and the owner of the GM comes out and it's like, come on, guys. And we went up the backside door through the kitchen. We're seeing people stressed to the max. Then we get up there and you look out and you're just like, oh, my God.
It was like one of those movies where it looked
like The Last of Us.
But the view and the moment for me was like when I saw that, and this is like a really I don't want to say a low rent reference, but if you've ever seen Everybody Loves Raymond, when they go to Italy and they open the windows for the first time, it's just peaceful and quiet. Like the world just went silent for me when I looked at that and went, I'm getting goosebumps now thinking about it. It's still like there hasn't been a better day in Kansas City than parade day for the Royals.
And then I remember, I think it was
a perfect weather day.
Oh, it was
like
great.
You couldn't have asked for a better day except for the 5 mile walk.
I mean, hey, we got it. We got our steps in that day. And then number one, it is obvious. It is the clear cut favorite. It is getting this job, this position. Steven Spector put his trust in me. You guys put your trust in me. I told everybody my dream in life is to do a full-time radio show on a full-time roster.
It was, like I said, 9 years ago to the day today that I started in this industry, and it was last week on Friday that we got to introduce this show as the new show. My name got attached to yours. I'm thrilled to be here. I thank Steven Spector for this position, John Hansen, Mac, Bob, Kling. God, I love you, Kling. Without your push, I'm not here. Without your trust and your push, even your wife's push and trust in me to be with you every day, that means the world. And now we get to do this moving forward, and we're going to call it Fesco and Dusty in the Morning. It's going to be on 96.5 The Fan, and we get to start a new sort of era in sports. So
yeah,
I wrap that up with that. I know it's a little sappy, but I couldn't be more happy to be in this position that I am, and it all happened because of 610 Sports Radio.
Well, I mean, you undersell yourself because, you know, when I found out Josh was retiring, I go, well, there's only one solution here, and quite honestly, I don't want anybody else but Dusty. There's nobody else that I want to work with, and it was a seamless transition, and it has been a seamless transition, and I can tell you, man, like, it's... I told you this off the air, but it's going better than I ever expected, right? Like, I'm having more fun than I ever expected. We haven't missed a beat. Like, it's been great. Both of you guys have been phenomenal, and I'm excited to start this new journey with both of you guys, right? Like, I feel really, really good about where we're positioned as a team, but more importantly, where we're going to be positioned as a radio station on 96.5, home of the Chiefs, home of the Royals, home of K-State, home of Missouri, and home to the best sports talk in Kansas City, and the only FM sports talk station in Kansas City. And that's a true testament to everybody else out there too, Dusty. I mean, the listeners, like, if you guys weren't listening to us on AM for all these years, they never would have given us the opportunity to move to FM. And it shows, you know, the power that we've had on this station because of our listeners and everybody that's involved, you know, in this station from a day-to-day basis, that's become friends, that become confidants over the years, that, you know, just become people that we can trust and love and whatnot. Like, we wouldn't be here without you guys, and you guys, by supporting us for the last 21 years as a radio station, have given us now the opportunity to take that next big step, and that big step's for you guys as well, to get, you know, on the FM dial. I think everybody's gonna love it.
Somebody says, so you're done waiting tables? Yes, my last day at my restaurant job was last Friday. It was emotional. I cried and I gave everybody a hug and a kiss. Didn't care. That's just how I wanted to do it. But no, that's my top five. So again, if you missed it, check out the app. You can listen to it there. But again, top five moments for me. Hired 9 years ago to the date. The actual Tyreek audio that was left that we played on our air at 2 o'clock that day. The hanging up on Jason Brown. The Royals win the World Series / the parade. And then obviously getting this job in this position.
What is Jason Brown doing right now?
Podcast. Trying to be relevant. Just really ate some crow after Mahomes won his back-to-back Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is a gimmicky quarterback.
I have not heard that guy's name in years.
That's probably a good thing.
Right? Like, from that stupid show that he was on, Last Chance U. He thought,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
That was going to catapult him into being somebody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.